Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, good morning and welcome to the Talking Cup. It is Monday the 11th of March. It's 10 a.m. I'm Gavin. I'm with you for the next 30 minutes or so. Still with some reaction to Liverpool 1, Man City 1 yesterday at Anfield. I suppose the big talking point there is, as discussed on the post-match show yesterday and also the Sunday night show last night, was the Doku challenge on McAllister last night. Last night at the end of the game, and do you know what I walked out? I was actually thinking late last night. I was sitting here, and I was editing the shows from yesterday. I was getting them out for download, and I realised that Gary Neville says it's a penalty, right? And I thought to myself, now Jamie Carragher thinks it's not. Is this a trend? And what I mean by that is that does one of them think one thing and one of them thinks the other? And that's just how it has to play out. So when it comes to refereeing decisions, and this brings me right back to the Luis Diaz thing, because they were very, very critical of the PGMOL at the time. And then it kind of, everything changed tack from there. Like they were told, listen, stop getting on their backs, blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking, could we go back and look at some big contentious decisions and see if one says one thing and one says the other? Because that'll just create a nice little grey area of doubt amongst the people watching. You know, it'll split opinion and job done. Maybe something like that. But I did see, and listen, if anyone's watching, I've literally been up this morning, showered down into the show. So if anybody's watching, and you have, has Mike Dean been on Sky this morning? Has Dermot Gallagher been on Sky this morning? Is Dermot using his Dublin accent? Because it's, you know, is it Cheltenham week? It probably is. Paddy's Day is coming. So they let Dermot use his Irish accent this week because, it's good for the lads. It's the week of the Irish and all that sort of stuff. But have either of them been on Sky to tell you that, you know, it's a high bar. It's this, it's this, it's this. It's all bullshit. I'm waiting for Dale on Twitter to tell us what he thinks. And try not to patronise people this week like he did last. But let me know if... let me know if either of them have been on Sky, if you've seen Sky or anything like that. If you're in here and you're watching, please hit the like button. Then we know you're in here and we know you're watching. So please do that. Rod says, before you begin, can you please specify which swear words I'm not allowed to use for the PGMOL? Would hate to break the community guidelines. And Dylan, I think, answers the best. Was it Dylan that answered him? Scouser Pieces. Hey, Rod, use whatever swear word you want. Of course you can't. It's a member show. It's early in the morning, but I'll read them out. You know, and I haven't said anything bad yet. I haven't said anything. But if you are listening in the car, at whatever stage, and you have the kids with you, this is the time to turn off if you don't want kids hearing bad language, because Rod may use them. How does that sound? That's a fair one. Scouser Pieces, my wife's brother-in-law is a diehard United fan. He was baffled as to why the contentious Patown... My wife's brother-in-law is a diehard United fan. He was baffled as to why the contentious penalty show wasn't given. I spoke to a United fan yesterday, briefly after the game, and he just looked at me and he went, what is going on there? You know, and he's no skin in the game. He's a United fan that's just like, I support United, you know, but I watch the game. He's not one of these, you know, oh, no, no, Liverpool, no, you know, all this. But he was like, look, it's a penalty. It doesn't matter where it is on the pitch. It's a penalty because the ball is up high and you either win that clean. And this was kind of my argument yesterday. When the ball breaks down, if Doku lifts his foot and kicks the ball and boots it and it goes past McAllister and McAllister runs in and it hits him on the, you know, McAllister literally runs into Doku's boot. You go, well, look, he's at the kick of the ball. That's just a natural motion. He's miles away, you know. But that's not the case. The case is the ball breaks up. McAllister goes to nearly shoulder the ball, you know, in a direction where he wants to go. And Doku's foot is miles in the air. And the fact that he takes a slight touch in it is irrelevant because we've seen before a tackle, you follow through, you know, boom, boom, boom. Anyway, but look, I don't know. Most people think it's a penalty. I think every Liverpool fan thought it was a penalty. I do because, and the main reason I do is because Jamie Carragher said last night, them sort of tackles get blown up on the halfway line because they're on the halfway line and no one really cares. But when that tackle is made in the box, these decide titles and these decide games, correct? Now, to just take the first bit of what he said. They get blown up on the halfway line because no one really cares. If it's blown up on the halfway line, it should be blown up in the box. It's the same offence. It's the same football pitch. It's the same rules. It's just the severity of the punishment that you get for making that foul. That's all it is. One is, it's a free kick. And they have to be 10 yards away from the ball. And it can all be between you and the goal. The second one is, it's a free kick, but it's a penalty. You know, it is a free kick, but there's only you and the goalkeeper between the goal. So there you go. Make it what you want. But like, it's the biggest thing out of this for me is that the referee says no. How many times this season have we seen someone say, you need to go to the thing here? You need to go to the screen here. And I think if Liverpool are 1-0 down and that happens, he gives the penalty. I think he gives the penalty. Yeah, 100%. And the fact that the VAR look at that and clear it so quick is a joke. The ball literally falls, goes out, Diaz gets it, it goes out for a throw. And it's like, no, it's being cleared. That quick. Have you seen the replays that people have done? But anyway, let me get away from it. If you have anything, by the way, if anyone in the chat has anything else you'd like to talk about, please throw some Stonewall penalty stuff in there and we'll talk about it. Kev O'Sullivan says, good morning, lads. +7 points is where we should be if all things are square. Oh, okay. So you think 2 yesterday, 3 against Spurs, is that what we're saying? Yeah, and let me know what the other two are too. The other two are as well. Thinking back at the Jota and Jones red cards, I can't believe nothing was given. Stay away from Sky, by the way, says Rob Mette. Yeah, that's fair. Fuck with the PGMOL, says Brian. Yeah, I think that's beyond fair. Romero red card at the start of the season versus Chelsea. Cleared the ball, caught Enzo in the motion, clearing it. Red card. Yeah, correct. I was adamant, regardless of the result yesterday, we will be fine once we got 3 points from the next game after an international break. Now we pray for a draw in City versus Arsenal and hope we're back to where we were, says Dylan. Correct. Correct. Actually, to get back to where we were, you need City to beat Arsenal. Really. And that's where we'll be back where we are. A draw there puts us 2 clear of Arsenal. 3 clear of City. So yeah, anything. Look, if we win our next league game, we're at least joint top, at least, and all depends on what they do. And then there's only what, 8 games left. It's going to be a brilliant run. I make Liverpool favourites, and I'm not saying that with the Liverpool, you know, tinted glasses or whatever. On Liverpool don't have to play City or Arsenal, and Liverpool are joint top. Liverpool win the next league game, those two have to play each other. So someone's dropping points there, if not both. That's why I make Liverpool slight favourites. But listen, it's going to be a brilliant run in, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it before and I'll say it again, I want Liverpool to win this title. But if they don't, by some reason, win it, I want Arsenal 1,000,000% to win it ahead of them fuckers. And people will say to me, oh yeah, but if they win it, it's just an asterisk against, it doesn't really matter, it doesn't really matter. It does matter. It does matter, because it continues that clubs are trying their fucking best, and these boys are sitting with all that against them and still winning trophies. They shouldn't be allowed until they are cleared of any wrongdoing. Like they said, they've done nothing wrong. So there you go. Let me see. Garmax says, morning, muckers. A Man United fan hugged me this morning and said that was a disgrace. I need a shower. A Man United fan didn't hug you this morning, unless you're married to a Man United fan. Come on, they aren't hugging you. It's not like a funeral. For fuck's sake. Okay, Rod's back. Language alert. Turn it off if you have young people or easily offended people. Cunts, as the Hibernians would say, I presume. Massive ones. Size of cave entries. Bigger than the Euro tunnel. Now, that's not bad. You see, that's the thing about the word cunt. And a lot of people get offended by it. I know the Americans hate it. I'm nearly sure the Americans hate it. And a lot of English people hate it. But that word in Ireland is like a term of endearment. I've said this loads of times. Like the amount of times like people would say, like, ah, you're some cunt. But that means, you know, you're some fella, fair play to you. So I'm a bit mixed on the word. I know where people get offended by it, but it's literally a term of endearment in Ireland. 100%. Okay, Dylan O'Rourke. Field question. 11 minutes in, I let it slide. Let's go. Went to a steak restaurant yesterday that do unlimited chips. Thought I was going to be Billy Big Bollocks and bash out 6 or 7 portions. Blew me muck after 2 portions. Great grub though. Where was it? Let us know. He may have told us later on where it was, but tell us where it was anyway. A place in Temple Bar. Okay, called Buff and Fritters. €30 per person. Absolute quality. Unlimited chips. Jesus, €30 for unlimited chips. Fair play. I'm not too sure. Had a lovely Chinese last night. Sweet and sour chicken. You see, they're all on the field now. They're all on the field. Don't give a fuck about penalties. Premier League running. It's nothing. It's filled. Sweet and sour chicken. Fair play. All 3 sides play Spurs. They have a big say in this, is Kev. I think we beat Spurs. I think all 3 teams beat Spurs, to be fair. Yeah, that's where I think on that. Tomahawk steak with spare ribs on Saturday night. Fantastic, says Garmack. Oh, there's a big competition going on now. Let's see who had what. Let me say, ashamed to say I saw a video of Grealish saying he's into Singapore chow mein. Give it a try. It's the business. Fair play. Brian's back. Jesus, not only was he having Chinese last night, he said, I made a lovely roast dinner for my missus yesterday during the day for the missus' for your wife's first Mother's Day. Fair play. Yeah, I'll let you off with that one. Let me see. My steak on Saturday night was €40, says Garmack. Jesus Christ. You must be pissing money, Garmack. Just knocking down gaffs. Doesn't give a fuck about the quality of bricks, but he's just money to throw away on steaks. He'll be back here now telling us how hard his life is tomorrow. Spurs were very impressive yesterday, says Garmack. Were they? Because before when I checked at halftime, they'd 1 shot on goal in the first half against the Villa side that people were telling me were very, very poor yesterday. So I don't know. I think the fact that they do get a couple of goals ahead, and then I think McGinn gets sent off. First half, I think, first half, I don't think Spurs were great, but that's my take on it. We're the only team at home the Spurs has counters. Arsenal playing Spurs like away to United, massive, massive rivalry. Yeah, but I think Arsenal went away there last year and people were like, oh, Spurs away, no, London derby, blah, 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 blah. Put 3-0, put them to bed. Just put them to bed, 3-0. And the thing is with Spurs is they get away with their naivety, I think, to a certain point against certain teams, and then other teams pull them apart. And I think Arsenal and City will both do that. And I think when they come to Anfield, the stage that they come to Anfield, Anfield will be on absolute wheels, and Spurs won't know what's going on. And that's why I think all three teams will beat Spurs. That's just my take on it. I genuinely think Liverpool and... I think... How many games are left? And I'll tell you what, because I want to make sure I have this right before I go on, right? I think there is 10 games left. Would I be right in saying that? Boom. 10 games left. Arsenal can currently get 94 points. Liverpool can currently get 94 points. Man City can currently get 93 points. I think, genuinely, the maximum any team here can lose. The maximum any team can drop points here is 3. So I think you need to win 9. And either draw one or lose one to win this title. That's how good I think it's going to be. So, with regards to like Spurs and different things, I just think it's going to be wins after win. I think it's going to be one slip from someone, and someone will take advantage. Having said that, if anybody goes 4 clear in this race, any of them, it's over. It's simply over. There's no stopping them. Let me see. What's going on with Evan Ferguson? No goal since November. Has he played an awful lot though? I get the feeling Evan Ferguson. Can someone get me the stats? Where's Ashley? Can someone get me the stats on the amount of games Evan Ferguson has played since November? I feel like he hasn't played an awful lot. Missed a lot of games, etc., etc., etc. But listen, Evan Ferguson's 18 years of age. And when he was scoring goals, was the last season, he's got a couple this season, like £100 million player. Ireland's next hope. Man United want to sign him. Spurs want to sign him. £100 million player. Give him a break. He's 18. It's like I said about Harvey Elliott last night. No matter how good or bad you think Harvey Elliott is, he's 20. And he's not the finished article. And he's nowhere near his peak. And he's nowhere near the end of his progression or his learning or anything like that. Evan Ferguson's the same. He's going to get these things. He's going to get these. But it's an interesting one. I'd love to know how many games he's played since November. But don't worry about him. He's a really good player. 100 million, not too sure, but he's a really good player. Went to Perth over the weekend, says Rod. Dinner was damn expensive. We ended up with a six-pack and kebab on a park bench in the warm summer night. Prices. There you go. Rod knows how it's done. Rod's the king. All these fellas going around. €30 for a bag of chips. Basically is what Dylan done. Matt. Wonder if we get news on Forest or Everton this week. I thought we were meant to have the conclusion of that stuff. Forest, definitely, by April the 8th, wasn't it? No? Could be wrong. But there you go. Garmack, here we go. Kreiner in. Give me a break. I have a house full of sick kids today. Conjunctivitis and scarlet fever rife in the school. Jesus Christ. My God, I move out of that area. Look, sorry, I was only messing about your steak and the house falling down. That's just a joke between me and you. There's no need to throw in terminal illnesses into it, but I hope everyone, all the kids get better soon. Conjunctivitis and the scarlet fever fuck off during the week and everything's back to normal. Special mention for Luis Diaz, who was outstanding. Yes, he should have scored, but outstanding, yes. Should have scored, yes. Outstanding, yes. Both can be true and both are true. And look, I'm sure Luis Diaz after the game is thinking, I should have won that game for us. But knowing Luis Diaz, he'll come out and he'll win the next one for you, or he'll try his absolute best. And he won't hide, doesn't hide at all, Luis Diaz. That's what I love about him. What result would you prefer in the City Arsenal game? Draw is the obvious, but I can't decide. Draw is the obvious because it takes points off both of them. you have to kill both of these. This, it isn't, you have to remember, you can't get rid of one and win it. You have to get rid of two. So if you can go, if Arsenal draw and you can go two clear of them, you have to remember you'd be four clear of City, right? Which means then if Arsenal mess up once and you win, you go five clear of them. Do you get me? You can be five and four clear. So a draw is definitely one. 20 appearances since November. Yeah, okay, no going 20 games. Fair enough. He's a young guy. Leave him to it. Let me see. The guitar in the Talking Cop theme tune reminds me of the Scottish police show Taggart. Quality, says Big Mac. Oh, I must play them side by side. That was the theme tune to this is a piece of music that we took off YouTube's audio library, which is and I haven't done it this morning, Big Mac, but it's actually a piece of music we took off the YouTube library, but we do have to give them recognition in every show we do, which I should do now, actually. I forgot to do it this morning because I was literally rushing this morning. But I can tell you now who it's from, if you give me 1 second. Let's just get this up on the screen.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Ooh. Training in the Fire by Twin Musicom is licensed. Yeah, so there you go. Training in the Fire by Twin Musicom is the artist is twinmusicom.org. www.twinmusicom.org. There you go. I'm glad someone mentioned that. So there you go. But I do. It's in every show. It's in the description because we do have to give them credit for that piece of music. Back on the, Evan Ferguson. I think it may be something to do with the Zerbi. Reminds me a bit of Tuchel. I'm not going near the Tuchel stuff. But Brian says, could be just minding him, taking him out of the spotlight. No point flogging him, he's so young. Taking him out can be the best thing for him. Look, and Cantor says, right, you've convinced me. A draw it is. Yeah, I think a draw it is. He's still played 20 games since November. So it's just a poor runner for him. But he's a young kid. He's an absolute young kid. So there's nothing there to worry about. Maybe the case, think the Irish media done similar in hyping young players in Troy Parrott and Gavin Bazunu, with both having taken a bit of hit off the back of it. Yeah, I couldn't tell you where Troy Parrott is. The last time I checked, the last time I remember him, he was at Preston, I think, on loan. Gavin Bazunu is still at Southampton. He doesn't play in the League Cup against us, doesn't he not? But I'm trying to think, is he injured? Let me see. Southampton. No, he plays for Southampton at the weekend, so he probably was just rested against us. But he's doing fairly well with Southampton. And I think, do you know what? I think it's a really good thing for Gavin Bazunu to do that year in the Championship. Hopefully it's just a year. Maybe Southampton get up. Maybe they don't. But I think that's a little bit out of the spotlight, just getting a year under his belt. I think it's quite good for Gavin Bazunu as well. And with Evan Ferguson, like I said, just leave him to it. But stop putting £100 million like pounds on him, on his head as quick, you know, as quick as he turns up at Brighton. Playing in Holland, scoring goals, 21. All right, so Troy Parrott's in Holland at the minute. All right. Well, he was at Preston. But, yeah, if he's out in Holland, fair enough. Let me see. Brian's still fucking banging on about this roast he made for his wife. Jesus. Because Gar asked what the story is, and he said, oh, she loved the roast dinner, 1 o'clock on a Sunday. Spuds all over the place as well, which was ideal. I was the best husband for the day. Jesus, really, relax. Who's part of playing for? Excelsior in the Dutch league, says Gar Mack. Nice. Yeah, I didn't know that. And maybe a year out of the spotlight, 7 goals and 3 assists this season for him. Fair enough. Maybe a year away, that brings him back and gets him back in, because he was really highly rated at Spurs, wasn't he? And I think he had a good time at Preston. He might have been somewhere else as well that they really liked him. I think Preston. But look, these players come on the scene, everyone is so quick to, you know, oh, he's the best thing, you know. Like, Evan Ferguson was on the scene. Next of all, like, England are banging on about trying to get him to be full international for them, and it's like, what's going on? Like, this isn't, like, these are youngfellas, like, do you know what I mean? They're youngfellas, and people go, oh yeah, but they've been trained and all, will you give me a break? You know what I mean? Walk around to any 18-year-old and they're all like, hell yeah, 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 yeah. What are you doing tonight? I'll probably just try to get to the next level of my computer game. Like, come on. Do you know what I mean? Most 18-year-olds are just youngfellas. You know what I mean? They might have a job. They might still be in school. You know what I mean? They're out chasing boards, whatever it is. But when you start throwing that stuff at them, it's mad. So give them a break. See how he gets on. And you know what? Get to the end of the season. Nice little break. Might come back stronger, Evan Ferguson. But he's a really good player. Really, really good player. What's the plans for the rest of the day, everyone? Is there any football on tonight? I don't know. I'm going to check this phone again. Jeez. I do know, like, should I research this stuff? Should I have it all ready? Should I be well prepared? Or should we just keep going the way we're going? Let me know. Chelsea, Newcastle tonight. Nice. Nice. Greenock Morton play Hearts in the Scottish Cup quarter final. Greenock Morton. Nice. Rest of the day, plan. I'm waiting on the bed to be delivered for my son, because he's refusing to sleep in his bed now because it's not big enough for him. Like, he's only bleeding the hoiches have seen him. But waiting for a bed to be delivered there. He wants the room painted in racing red, which should be fun. And then he wants stickers on the wall of monster trucks, look like they're coming out of the wall, which is, yeah, fair enough. We can do that. So that's the plan. Hopefully the bed turns up. We can start moving on this bedroom and off the thing. Off to Mount Woosley for a few nights of R&R. Do you know what I noticed? It's all right, dog. Dog's gone rash out here. Chasing someone else. Right, good luck. Yeah. Dylan likes spoiling himself, doesn't he? €30 on chips the other night. Now he's off to Mount Woosley, which I think that has a nice golf course on it, actually, now I think of it. But no, enjoy. I know you and your dad are working hard into fitness and shit like that, so maybe you need it. I see Ian Henderson gave an interview how Liverpool were right to move on from him as he needed to change, but said it in the way he felt he could never have stayed at Liverpool. Says Cantor's, yeah, I don't believe a word out of his mouth. Why didn't he say all that at the time? Why didn't he do, well, like, instead of doing a one-man, you know, drone show around Anfield, why didn't he do an interview with the football club before he left and say all this? Don't be worrying about it. Like, Jordan Henderson, as far as I'm concerned, was a brilliant captain for Liverpool, great player for Liverpool, and then decided that he wanted more money in Saudi Arabia, sat in silence while people threw all sorts of shit at him because he couldn't deny it. And then they'd done a one-man, I'll sit in the dressing room and point the camera at me and I'll make a statement, and left. And the fact that he hasn't been mentioned once since he left the club, there you go. Short statement, I believe. So that's all you really need to know, as far as I'm concerned. And listen, people could say, that's the way the club spun it. No, Jordan Henderson is a human being that could have come out and made comments at the time and didn't. And Has he ruined it for himself? Probably not. But he's definitely dirtied the babe, I think, with regards to Liverpool. And let him do whatever interview he wants. He's none of our business anymore. Let me see. I'm selling a race car bed if you want it, Gav. No. We have a bed up there. It's one of these bleeding. Yeah, look at this. For whatever it is. It's gone. He just wants a 3-foot single bed with a headboard on it. Red duvet, red walls. Stuff fucking meant to be appearing out of the wall. And he's happy. Right? We're not doing any of this fucking race car beds anymore. It's just a bed. That's all he wants. Big bed, he said. Wonder I have to climb up onto it. I said, right, grand. There we go. Dylan also on his holidays for the whole month of June. What? What's going on here? Golf course, Brian. Bringing the clothes. Might get out tomorrow, he says. Oh, there's bleeding more going on here with 2 minutes to go. Whole month of June on holidays. Who is on? How are you on off of the whole month of June? The golf course there is gorgeous. Tough, but... Right. So I want to go down and play Mount Woosie. And Brian, I think you should come and play with me because Mount Woosie is down in Bolton Glass, isn't it? Isn't it down that way? So maybe Brian could travel from where he is to Bolton Glass and I could travel to Bolton Glass, bring the cameras and we can record for the Golf Channel. We are recording for the Golf Channel. In 2 weeks' time, we start recording again for that, which is cool. Faster Tortoise says, Hendo's still a Liverpool legend. Not having a go of him over the Liverpool legend thing, but don't talk to me about his exit. So there you go. O'Brien is slagging him. Okay, he's not off. Good luck. Okay, because it's the Monday June. That's a joke. That dog is a bit mad, said Steve. Yeah, Steve was in my gaff last week collecting something. The dog was like, where are you? It's in Tullow. Correct, it is in Tullow. Sorry, it's in Tullow. I always, when I'm thinking where I used to drive all the time, it is in Tullow, Mount Moseley, yeah. Do you want to go and play there, Brian? Should we meet up on Monday and play? How does that sound? Let me know and we'll organise it. You don't have to do it now. You can text me. You have my number. Everyone who leaves Liverpool, their career nearly always downhill. And the same will happen with Klopp. He will still be a great coach, but not be as big as Liverpool no matter where he goes. He take a year off. Let me see. Oh, yeah, Dylan's pretending he's on holiday for the month of June. That's right. Can't go to golf. I'm away. Yeah, but it's on the 7th. I'm away. The 28th. No, I'm away. So any members there, if you want to play in the golf day, still a few spots left. There's sponsorship, and this is the big thing about the golf day. Going out and playing is great, but the sponsorship is the big thing. So if there's anybody out there that personally wants to sponsor a tee box, has a business that wants to sponsor, or knows somebody that has a business that wants to sponsor, please, ask those businesses around you. Tell them what it's about. It's €100 per tee box. And please, if you can, that'd be amazing. Because, you know, we're putting loads of work into it. We will get play the golf day regardless. But I want to be able to come out of the golf day with a few quid to give to people rather than going, oh, we played the golf day and we got fuck all out of it. So please, if you know any businesses at all where you can say to them, do you fancy even €100 for this? This is what it's for. And, you know, they're two brilliant causes. Please do so. Let me see. I can during the summer, Gav. What's the summer? When does your summer start? Can we book something in May? Let me know. Anyway, Mount Moosey, it is in Tullow. It is. I'd love to go and play that. So I'm going to sort it out with Brian. Brian's going to come on the golf channel. Here's the dog back. Collect something else. Fair enough. Right. I've done the half an hour. I think we've done a half an hour. God knows. I don't know. Yes, we have. What's going on with the dog? Come here, relax. Anyway, I'm out of here. Have a really, really good Monday. We will be back tonight, myself and Phil and somebody else with the Monday Night Show. 3 topics from the weekend. And have a good one. If you're looking for chips, go to Temple Bar. Dylan knows a place to charge you 30 quid for it. If you're looking to play golf with Brian, forget about it. Some stage, the summer. Don't go up near Garmack. There's conjunctivitis and there's scarlet fever and all sorts going on up where he lives. And that's about it. Rod is sitting on a bench somewhere in Australia eating kebabs. But it's a warm night, so it's good. He's a 6-pack of beer. That's good as well. And I think that's about it. All good. Kevin Sullivan's still fuming. Thinks we should have 7 points more. Dylan O'Rourke is really worried about Evan Ferguson. Look, leaving to it. Troy Parrott's in Holland playing games. 7 goals, 3 assists. And there you go. That has been the 30 for today. As I said, we'll be back tonight. And I'll be back here with you tomorrow morning at 10. Talk to you in a bit. Over and out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.